Milwaukee's outgoing health commissioner is beginning to say her goodbyes, including to the city's Board of Health. Tuesday evening, Jeanette Kowalik met virtually with the group for the last time. She was vocal both about how much progress the public health team has made and about the myriad challenges she faced as a female Black commissioner of health. The 9-member health board, the city's first, is barely a year old. Health Commissioner Jeanette Kowalik had only been on the job a year when it formed to help the health department deal with a number of challenges. The department was reeling with them, not least of which was its long-touted childhood lead poisoning prevention program. The agency left parents uninformed and children tested with elevated lead levels unserved. Kowalik's predecessor suddenly resigned amid the scandal. Tuesday evening, Kowalik thanked the board for its diligence.
Your first project really were intentional about lead poisoning prevention. You know, the lead advisory committee, there were some speed bumps or bumps, period, there. But I want to encourage you to keep working on that.
Kowalik says she came back to her hometown to help restore the department and the community's trust in it. Ultimately, she's chosen to leave for a post out of state.
It is very difficult to navigate spaces here. I also know about, you know, my faith and being obedient and not jumping ship when it's not time to jump ship.
Dealing with a coronavirus pandemic, Kowalik says, particularly for a Black woman public health commissioner, is just not sustainable.
There's a lot of buzz about my personal experiences in this role and being attacked, discriminated against for my race and my gender.
Board of Health member Bria Grant was not only troubled by the fact that Kowalik encountered racial and gender discrimination, including hate mail attacks. Why, Grant asked, didn't the health commissioner turn to the board for support?
As a board member, I've had to read in the press when I'm present here in the meetings, and they had not ever been brought, and we ask every meeting, how can we support, right?
Kowalik says even as more hate mail came her way, she kept her focus on pulling the community and her team through the pandemic.
I'm working 20 hours a day for weeks. I'm going to get through this to the best of my ability. As the media even started covering other health officers, they didn't talk about health officers really being targeted for race, because there ain't too many Black commissioners. There's really not. It's mainly white people, white women.
Finally, Kowalik says when she was recruited by a Washington, D.C.-based health policy organization called the Trust for American Health, she accepted. Kowalik says her health department team is well-equipped to fill in while a new commissioner is selected.
But then the mayor's office would like to do a national recruitment for the replacement.
Kowalik hopes the Board of Health has a voice in the final choice.
It would be wonderful if there could be a review or an interview layer of just Board of Health so that you all can really vet candidates and make sure that they're going to be a good fit for our community.
Earlier in the day, Kowalik said unless Milwaukee learned to lean into the discomfort of addressing racism, it will not be dismantled. At the Board of Health meeting, Kowalik put it this way.
There has to be some true system change in our city to really address some of the inequities that are rooted in racism.
At the time this story was produced, Mayor Tom Barrett and Common Council President Cavalier Johnson had not yet commented on the challenges and attacks Kowalik says she faced as health commissioner. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.